Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just, we asked you this obviously at the start of the week, and I'll ask it to you now. Mahomes' situation appears to be clearing up. Obviously, he's still in the protocol, but trending in a certain direction. How, if at all, has that affected your preparation during the course of the week as you reach this point now?
Well, I guess at the beginning of the week, we weren't quite sure, and we won't really know, I guess, but as you said, it's probably trending in that direction, so that's what we're anticipating. So I guess just a little bit at the beginning of the week, just having to prepare a little bit, knowing what Henny brings to the table as well.
But obviously, as things have continued, I guess you've been able to focus more on the idea that Mahomes will likely play in this game as the week has gone on. Is that fair to say?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Sean. I appreciate that.
Sure, no problem.
Hey, Sean, Heather Prusak here. My video is not working and no one needs to see me right now. So,
Me either, Heather.
Just wanted to see if you had an update on Cole and Stefan. I know that they were limited. Do you have a status for them for the game as of right now?
Yeah, they're in a pretty good spot. We'll see how they look today. And we'll take it from there.
And I want to ask you kind of, take me back to, your time in Philadelphia. I had a chance to talk to Ike Reese and he told a funny story about how they called you Little Red and Andy was Big Red. I guess just, what are some of your favorite memories from when you were with that Philadelphia team, those Philadelphia teams and, those Philadelphia coaching staffs?
Yeah, we had some characters on those teams, but sometimes that's what makes those teams so special and so good. Ike being one of them. Ike was a great, great man, is a great man, great personality. Kept everything loose in the locker room, had a special role on our team as a linebacker and a great special teams player. And the names that were on those teams with Donovan McNabb, just to name a few, his personality was good for us. Deuce Staley, Hugh Douglas, Brian Dawkins, Trotter. I mean, all those guys, Brian Westbrook. It just was special because what they brought just personality to our team and our locker room and keeping it loose, but focused at the same time. And, I would say being around the coaches I was around at that time was special. And those guys have all gone on to do great things. Andy, obviously being one of them, but also Jim Johnson, Harbaugh, Spags, who's a defensive coordinator in Kansas City, and many others, Ron Rivera, Leslie Frazier, just to name a few. So, I had a great opportunity to learn from those great coaches and especially at the start of my career. And then we went to, it was 3 or 4 NFC championship games, which is hard to do.
Awesome. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Hey, Sean. Good morning. Along those lines, what do you think a 20-something-year-old Sean McDermott would say if you told him 20 years from now, he'd be coaching against Andy Reid with a shot to go to the Super Bowl?
I don't know. If we all had a crystal ball, right? I guess is the best way to say it. That's why you pray and you try and do the best you can, but you never know. Nothing's guaranteed. And I've been around a lot of great people that have helped me get here.
Yeah. How do you kind of deal with the emotions of it? I know you zero in on the game as best you can, but how much appreciation do you have for the fact that, you're going to be on the field in this type of game coaching against your mentor?
Yeah. I mean, there really are no emotions. This is a game. Players are going to play it. I'm going to coach it along with my staff. And we're extremely grateful to be in this situation and have this opportunity. We've earned it and And that's what you do. You work hard and do the best job you can. And, you know, that's what we plan on doing this weekend.
Thanks, Sean.
Sure.
Coach, good morning. Mookie Harkins, Wofford Sports 1080. Man, look at that backdrop.
I see it. I see it in the picture here. It's green, really. It's really green behind me, but it's it looks awful good in the picture, Mookie. I can't hear you. You went mute on me, buddy.
Can you hear me now, Coach?
Yeah, I got you. Go ahead.
All right. Hopefully, it's another backdrop you'll look good behind in a couple of weeks. But detail and play recognition, Coach, how important is it?
That's very important. Little things become big things this time of year in particular. You saw the play last week with the Cleveland receiver that reached for the end zone, and the ball goes out of the side of the end zone and becomes a touchback. So those are the details, things that we try and preach, and you hope you're able to tighten those up every week.
Absolutely, Coach. And, hey, the biggest question there is, how does Davis slay Goliath?
Well, we got to be us. And there's certainly a very, very good football team that's beat us already once this year, and defending world champs, and they've been in this position the last 3 years in the AFC Championship game. So we're going to continue to have a good week of preparation and be the Buffalo Bills.
Absolutely, Coach. Hey, good luck this Sunday, Coach.
Thanks, Mookie. Appreciate it.
Hey, Sean, greetings from the Boston Globe. Congrats on a great season and getting to this point. I was looking at your bio, and it said in the 2001 season you were the assistant to the head coach. I'm just curious, what did that season entail for you?
Well, I don't know if it's 2001. I think it may have been a little bit before that, but maybe it's around that time, 98, I guess I graduated college. So, yeah, I was what that really entailed for me is I have a similar position here with us in Buffalo is a staff member that does a lot. And there was some grunt work for me back then. But you do what you got to do to get your foot in the door, and no job was too small. And from changing tires on the Schuylkill Expressway in Philadelphia to, being an Uber driver before Uber was around maybe. And then being in some real tangible salary cap style meetings with Andy and leadership at the time. And so that was a great opportunity for me to learn. And that's really the way Andy pitched it. He had mentioned that that's how Gruden got his start. And so I felt like, hey, if Gruden was able to do what he was able to do with that opportunity, I wanted to give it a try, and very thankful for that opportunity back then.
Are you like really kind of his right-hand man, kind of trailing him around from meeting to meeting in that sense?
Yeah, you could say that. You know, everyone, you carry a lot of power in that role because of who you're tied to, but probably power that's not really earned at that point in one's career.
All right, thanks a lot, Sean.
Sure.
Hey, Coach, how are you doing? Enrique,
Dude, how are you?
I'm great. First of all, congratulations on a great season. My question is, from a defensive standpoint, when you face a player like Patrick, who's really great against the blitz, and he's really great playing outside the pocket, what is the most important thing for you guys to do to be able to stop him?
Well, he's a tough guy to stop. He's so talented in the pocket, out of the pocket. He's got great weapons around him, a very good offensive line as well. So you just got to take it one play at a time and continue to play throughout the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.